Conor, congratulations. Brilliant to lead at your own team to All-Ireland victory. But working with these boys, you know, they work so hard. It's obvious that they put in so much work to get the level that they're playing at for men that are all over 40 years of age.
That's right. I put in a serious shift there, training maybe nearly 6 months, one night a week, you know, and the men coming from a lot of distances away to put in effort to be there. You know, men coming back from holidays, I think Gary Coney there was away in Ibiza for a lot of days, come back home yesterday and is flying back out tomorrow again for the family, you know. So that's the level of dedication the boys have put into this, you know. It's great to see that they're doing that, you know, and it's just brilliant. A great bunch of men, as I say, and you know, it's great to just get two in a row. It's never been done before, and for myself personally, just to be captain of these boys, I'll sleep well tonight, tell you as well, you know. Just an honour and privilege to be captain of these men. Brilliant.
And you knew Dublin were going to come in with a fierce challenge there, you know, after what happened last year. Yeah. They lost the final to you, but you know, it took everything, it took every sinew and ounce of energy to get the better of them.
Oh, without a doubt. Like, that game there was up with one of nearly the club championship games in Tyrone, or even club, you know, big club game in Tyrone. Like, the pace of it, the hits, the way it was going, to and fro each way there, you know. But great game to be involved in. Dublin, serious outfit, and we were just lucky to go over the line. We knew we've had serious work to do, and it showed it there. You know, we could have maybe, you know, Dublin come back at a strong there. We could have maybe, after the goal, they had a bit of momentum, we could have maybe laid down. But just shows the character these boys have. And again, you have to give credit to the management for doing that as well. They've sort of installed that bit of belief that there's always more in us, there's always more to do. And you know, and again, these boys aren't afraid to work. Like, they're working hard, you know. Men, as you say, well into their 40s, so feeling well into their 40s, coming out there playing savage football, and it's good to see.
That wee age and fitness maybe carried you through extra time?
I think it did, probably. Just die, very important, I suppose. Only 5 minutes each way there. We got two scores in the first half, was vital scores, you know. And probably the Stevie missed the free there just before a normal time, you know. So it was just good then to get that wee bit of cushion into the last 5 minutes. Sort of, we just held out, thankfully.
And three in a row now would be the target, and that'll be a great thing, motivation.
It would be all night. We'll worry about tonight, I suppose, now, Francie. We'll not worry about today. No, but hey, a good challenge for us again next year. We chat about sort of being the back-to-back thing there. We broke that course in Tyrone. So, hey, you never know. We'll go and enjoy the night and go back at it again next year. It's a brilliant competition, brilliant teams playing it, you know. And like Donegal again, be going strong again next year. They won the B side of it yesterday, so it's brilliant just to be involved in it. Hopefully, long may continue.
Brilliant, Conor. Well done.